Welcome to Elevate. I'm so happy you're here with me today, and I cannot wait to share this episode with you. As an evidence-based coach, mentor, and entrepreneur, I'm obsessed with learning and personal development as it's transformed my entire life, as well as those I get to work with. And to be quite frank, it's literally the entire reason this podcast exists, to fuel your growth, gain perspective, and acquire knowledge. So buckle up, friends, you're in for a treat. And as always, thank you for supporting me and the show so we can continue to elevate our own lives as well as those you share this with. Now, let's get into it.
Motivation is something that people crave. It's the unlock to their ability to follow through and do the things that they know would be good for them. But oftentimes people don't actually understand what drives us to behave in certain ways. And so today I want to break down the four main means of human motivation that most people don't understand so that you can leverage these or pay attention to them in your exposure to them so that you don't end up doing things you don't actually want to do. The first thing when it comes to motivation is reward, which when it comes to a health and fitness journey is oftentimes what drives people to do certain things. However, we also lose depth perception of reward, and sometimes it's a pile of shit just covered in glitter. For example, if you're somebody who's super stressed out, at the end of the workday you go home and you just feel like you need to eat something because it will make you feel better. Well, the consequence of that pile of shit covered in glitter is that you get shameful, you feel guilt, you then try to course correct or compensate for that type of behavior, not recognizing that it truly comes down to a deficit in your skills of either emotional validation or self-regulation. And if you could learn to face those emotions, you would be able to move through them. And oftentimes when people are struggling to lose weight, it's because they lean into food as a means of escape or alcohol, instead of actually learning to validate their feelings and move through them. So reward, while it is a motivator for people, if I do this, then I get this, it's not the strongest means of motivation to get humans to behave in a certain way. The strongest one I'm going to save for last, but I will go through the following two just so that you have an idea of what else gets people to behave in certain ways. Number two, and this is probably the worst means of motivation, yet it is absolutely functional to drive certain outcomes, that would be coercion. This is driven by pressure or fear to get people to be disciplined to do certain things that usually provides a third party some type of benefit. If you do this, I won't tell people you did that or that you experienced that or that you did this thing one time. If you've ever dated somebody who's highly toxic, they will absolutely use this as a means to get you to submit to whatever their demands actually are. Because if that secret were to come out, if people were to know these things about you, you would feel so much shame and maybe they would judge you differently. It's a large structure of complete manipulation and absolutely unhealthy. But again, unfortunately, whether it's in your personal relationships or in the government, for example, this is a means to get people to comply to certain demands that outside people have, allegedly. The third one that motivates people to do certain things is their ego. Validation of the ego is something that many people do a lot of things for. This is why social media is something that people tend to seek validation through to get that ego stroke based on likes, clicks, views, saves, or whatever that might be. And we've shifted into this weird dimension where social media has now become some type of reality. But please understand that everything that you see on the internet is really a highlight reel and people kind of showcasing themselves to present themselves in a certain type of way. While having a healthy ego can push you to be successful or strive for new things, an overemphasis on your ego can lead to things like arrogance, selfishness, or a lack of collaboration, lack of ownership, because how could you be wrong? But the strongest form of motivation is one that I think most people miss, and it's ideology. This is rooted in an individual's beliefs, morals, and principles. People who are motivated by ideology feel a strong sense of purpose aligned with whatever it is that they're doing. This allows them to contribute in something because they believe in it. Remember, there were Nazis who believed that they were doing a good thing. This ideology can drive people to do absolutely heinous things because their perception of what they're doing is merited in some type of good. And when we see this in the fitness industry, much like extreme measures in any other landscape, there are the people on the extreme end that will say, you just need more discipline, no pain, no gain, nobody cares, work harder, do more, achieve more, succeed more, right? Suffer, more, because the outcome is this ideological frame of you'll be worthy, you'll be attractive, you'll be better than everybody else. It is a representation of your level of self-respect. Nobody can give you a fit body. It has to be earned. So keep fucking going, even if the rest of your life is absolutely catastrophic. Because when it comes to an ideology, at the end of the day, most people who really lean into this as a means to motivating themselves are being motivated by an institution or some type of culture. It always precedes your individual needs, how you feel about something, where your moral compass is, what you want to say, what you actually believe. It doesn't matter, because the service comes before the self. This is something to really pay attention to, just like extreme ends of any type of industry. When it comes to the keto people or the carnivores or the vegans, right? Their ideology can guilt trip people outside of that to make it seem like they're bad people, when really they just don't have the same beliefs, and that's also okay. But I want to talk about something that most people miss when it comes to how we operate as human beings and how we can manifest really maladaptive behaviors from memories or experiences that we can't always recollect. Trauma is something that really impacts human beings. And I don't know if you can relate to this, but if you've ever been in a cycle of life where it seems like the goalpost is always moving, if I achieve this, then I'll get this, but now I have to achieve this and maybe I'll feel that way. But no, it's always moving. Something more, something better, a smaller weight, a prettier face, more Botox, more money, more material things. I need to be married. I need to have a huge ring. I need to do this, that, and the third. And then maybe my being will be validated. It's a really slippery slope, and it's something that I personally have definitely experienced, feeling like I need to just suffer and suck up my feelings and completely disregard them because these things mean more, and once I can achieve this or climb this ladder, then maybe I'll be enough. And this comes as a side effect of something that most people use as a buzzword, but truly impacts the way that we function, and that's trauma. If you've never heard of the ACEs study, I think this is something that most people should be a little bit more aware of. In that study, it shows that over 67% of children who have adverse experiences have them between the ages of 0 and 3. And the reason that I bring this up is a lot of parents will always say, well, they won't remember this. I don't need to celebrate their birthday. I don't need to console them. They can learn to self-soothe and cry themselves to sleep. But 67% of those adverse experiences come from neglect. And when we look at the modern day culture of things, there are many parents who are both working just to try to get by, but then who's watching their children? And the amount of stress and demands to be everything all the time is completely exhausting. And what we don't recognize, or we try to justify by saying they're too young, they won't remember, is that many of these kids experience neglect. And as a consequence to this neglect, what happens is that these children grow up to need this invisible authority to approve of them. And the hard part about that is you never know who that invisible authority is. And so the goalpost always moves. You're always chasing something to validate your own existence because kids didn't get their needs met. And this becomes a perpetual pattern throughout the life cycle where they tend to function in maladaptive ways, whether it's seeking out drugs, alcohol, sex, food, in order to deal with the feelings that they've learned to gaslight and invalidate and say they don't matter or it's not that big of a deal. My feelings don't matter. They never have mattered. So why would they matter now? And then they continue to manifest this into their adult life where their relationships may be toxic, or they have kids of their own who unfortunately bear the burden of their own trauma that's passed down. And this is how patterns like this become generational. And as culture shifts, we can see that mental health continues to be a really big problem. Yet nobody wants to talk about it because it's stupid or woo-woo or it makes you weak. The problem with that is, though, you will continue to chase all these things, trying to seek out this invisible force that will give you the validation that you crave, instead of learning to acknowledge that you are valid, your feelings are valid, and you are worthy just because you're a fucking human being. There's this constant carrot that is a great proxy for motivating you to run on this invisible hamster wheel forever, until you wake up one day and you look in the mirror and you don't recognize the person that you see. All of these things can be the catalyst to you living a life that you don't actually want to live. And when it comes to motivation, it's important to assess, what do you actually believe? And why do you believe it? What things in your life have meaning to you? What are the experiences you want to have? Many people will run this race, wake up when they're 50 years old and go, holy fuck, I've been living this life because I was told that this was what I was supposed to do, only to recognize that they've wasted 50 years not doing what they actually want it to do. And this is why social media is so important. Figuring out who do you actually align with versus who manipulates or leverages your insecurities to create this ideological outcome that if you do these things at the sacrifice of yourself, then maybe things will be good for you. Every single voice, every single person, myself included, has beliefs. But you don't have to align with my beliefs, and that's okay. My goal for you is actually to be able to have awareness over these things so that you can decide, with the largest motivator for human behavior being ideology, what are your beliefs? What are the principles that you align with? What are the values that you as a person have? Because when you let go of everybody else telling you what to believe and how to function, what to value, what principles you have to live underneath, you can then cultivate a reality that you actually want to exist in. You can do things because you want to do them, because they have meaning that is intrinsic to you instead of outside of you, where you constantly chase these things to try to justify yourself as a person. You can start to be the person that you actually envision yourself becoming, because in order for you to get to where you want to go, you have to be the type of person that would achieve those things. And oftentimes when it comes to changing your mind or changing a goal, there's a lot of things that you have to sacrifice in order to do that. And the hard part about that is most people always compare themselves to somebody outside of themselves, which takes away the power that you have to recognize you have a hand that you need to learn to play, because you'll never be somebody else. I personally can tell you, after working with hundreds of women who want to lose weight, they've bought into these programs, these booty builder programs, this meal plan, what somebody else eats in a day, with this, whether they acknowledge it or not, this idea that if they eat and train and work out and move and do all the things, take the supplements, that somehow maybe someday they'll look like them. And the disappointment comes from this unrealistic expectation that if you do all these things and make all these sacrifices, that you'll end up as that individual looking just like them. When that's not true. There are so many things, such as genetic factors, overall life demands, workspace, time, emotional regulation, accessibility, resources, that impact your ability to actually do those things in the first place. And then when you can't, you feel like there's something wrong with you. And the only thing that was wrong is you bought into a narrative that said, if you do all these things, you will look like that. And you do that at the sacrifice of yourself, constantly berating yourself into submission to mold into this version of you that you think is superior to who you actually are. But the beauty that you have that nobody else does is that you are uniquely you, and you are the only you that will ever exist. And you probably have ideas and stories and experiences and beliefs that would benefit other people if they could hear them. But oftentimes we silence ourselves because it doesn't fit in with what everybody who's cool or has a large following is doing. I would encourage you to focus more on learning and understanding yourself. And if you're somebody who was neglected as a kid or went through other adverse childhood experiences, understanding that you probably have a proclivity to seek this validation from something that doesn't exist. Because the validation that you need actually comes from yourself. It's from knowing that you are worthy, that you are enough, that you are capable. But the path that you choose to walk has to be something that aligns with who you are. If you don't know who that is, then you'll end up walking a path that can lead you down a road that you don't actually want to end up at that destination. And it's interesting because we tend to walk through the forest, and you can't see the forest through the trees, but you trust the person guiding you actually has your best interest at heart. And I've been through many of these experiences in my life. I am far from perfect. And the only reason that I study psychology and human behavior, what got me into this, was recognizing I was continuing to run myself into the ground, trying to follow this path that maybe would validate my own existence. And so this is why I personally have beliefs and passions around this concept and wanting people to learn how to think, how to see, how to understand, how to think, how to see and understand themselves so that you can build the life that you want to live. It's not my job to impose my beliefs upon you and try to control your destiny. Okay, that is your business, not mine. But if I can help you understand what lies underneath human motivation, what drives us to behave in certain ways, and maybe have you question why you engage with certain habits or behaviors, what are the underlying beliefs that you have around that? And when it comes to people being brainwashed or buying into these ideologies, they're super convincing. Because again, the person that is guiding you to walk through this forest, even if it is tumultuous, you believe has your best interest, when oftentimes it can be a mean of coercion or manipulation for them to benefit with what they want from you instead of what you want from you. Now, I can understand that my biases here are definitely created by my own experiences, and I'm not saying this is true for everybody or that everybody's gone through that stuff. I can anticipate that most humans will relate, but I also don't want to tell you about yourself. What I do want you to understand is that if you want to set out to achieve something, understand that your motivation is going to come from your belief system. If you believe that you deserve to lose weight, if you believe that doing these things is good for you, if you believe that you deserve self-respect, compassion, if you believe that you are capable, then you will succeed because it means something to you. And oftentimes people miss that the reward of getting healthy isn't just the physical elements of being healthy. It's how you feel. It's the energy that you get. It's your ability to emotionally regulate, to see the forest through the trees because you have perspective and can zoom out. And the other thing that's really important to understand is that people tend to want goals without the shit that comes with it. The things that you normally do, the coping mechanisms that you have, the ways in which you self-soothe now are going to have to change. And that is scary for a lot of people. And when you focus more on they could lose weight faster, they can eat more, they can do all these things and not gain weight, what's wrong with me? Remember that you are uniquely different. Your genetics are different. Your level of fitness is different, time constraints, lifestyle demands, things that you find meaning and value in. And so the sacrifices that they make may not be ones that you're willing to make, and notwithstanding the fact that biology plays a role in the level of conditioning or level of athleticism that we can ultimately achieve. And many people will fixate on the last 10 pounds, but you have to ask yourself, is the juice worth the squeeze? It's not for me to tell you, but I wanted to make this video so that you could understand a little bit better about human motivation and maybe understand yourself or your behavior a little bit better. If you have any questions or if you're interested in more of this stuff, leave a comment. Let me know what you'd like me to dive into next, and I will see you guys